I'm Amy Mark Scores with today's Blues Insider, sponsored by Window World. Hockey is a huge part of Russia's national identity, and Blues forward Ivan Barbashev knows firsthand the magnitude of the sport. Born in Moscow, Barbashev captained the Russian squad in the World Junior Championship.
It's a really big thing. Every time you go play for a national team Russia, like, you gotta take a pride, because like it's really special, and you play for your country. People in Russia, they love hockey.
How much do they love hockey? Well, after one of the games, Vladimir Putin himself walked into the locker room, put his arm around Barbashev, told him good job, and invited him to an Olympic meeting with the Russian elite.
I was really nervous. I was sweating. Like, you should have seen me. I had, like, sweat just, like, leaking from me. Like, it was, like, I was, like, nervous, and I was actually wondering if they were going to ask me something, and, like, I was panicking. They didn't ask me anything, so it was good.
Well, Blues radio broadcaster Joey Vitale has the unique distinction of being traded straight up for one of the best hockey players in the world, and he found out about it at home in Kirkwood while watching ESPN.
So I'm watching on the bottom of the bar, and it says Pavel Datsyuk trade, and it says Joe Vitale. I'm like, wow, that's me. I'm like, that can't be right. I get a call from my agent. Hey, Joe, how you doing? I go, oh, hey, Al, what's up? And he goes, hey, the Coyotes traded you to Detroit. And I was like, did I get traded for Pavel Datsyuk? And he said, yeah, you did.
So technically, the trade was between two recently retired players, Vitale and Datsyuk, to balance out a salary cap situation. Still, Vitale said he had a lot in common with the future Hall of Famer.
We both had two legs and a stick. We both wore red, and we both were centermen.
Professional sports and team Halloween parties go together like, well, Brett Hull and Adam Oates. And Blues defenseman Jordan Schmaltz embraces the challenge of creating unique costumes.
2 years ago, me and my girlfriend went as Peter LaFleur and Jennifer Aniston in Dodgeball. Last year was Ross and Rachel and Friends. So I've gone as Lance Armstrong. Just whatever I can kind of think of, whatever you know, you can kind of throw together. But it's fun. It's fun to be creative and try to come up with something you know someone else is not going to be. That's probably the biggest task.
And yes, he went as the post-scandal cheating Lance Armstrong with fake band accessories.
Other than that, I just had like a USA biker shirt, tight, some spandex. Actually biked to the party and brought my bike in.
Don't cheat yourself by missing out. To keep up with the team and to get tickets, go to stlouisblues.com. Suffice it to say, the NHL is a brutally competitive league. Still, Blues forward Jordan Kyrou says his 8th grade summer ball hockey tournaments up in Canada could hold their own.
It's at like a big parking lot, so you go there and it's pretty much just like a 2-day long tournament and you try to win. And it gets pretty intense, actually. Teams almost like start fighting sometimes. Like sometimes there's like full like line brawls, and it gets intense. Like because you don't really know anyone. It's just random kids that play hockey, so it's like it gets pretty intense because you want to win too.
And did they?
Well, I always had like a bunch of my OHL buddies, so we were all always pretty good. So we usually won.
Now Kyrou is known as one of the speediest guys on the ice, but what about off the ice? Could he beat any one of his Blues teammates in a foot race?
For sure, yeah. I think so.
Defenseman Vince Dunn can quarterback a power play and stick handle at the blue line. You could say he has a knack for offense, and that makes sense considering he started playing hockey as a forward.
Yeah, I think obviously as a kid, you see you know, your heroes in the NHL scoring goals, so that's obviously something you want to do, and you think the only way to do that is playing forward. So growing up as a kid, I always played forward.
Until a coach's mistake put him at the blue line.
Me and my brother obviously having the same last names on our jersey, he got us confused, and he put my brother on forward and me on defense, and at the time I was pretty upset, but you know, it kind of just stuck from there, and the coach just kind of said just work on it and see what happens and see if you like it, and it's been a good thing for me ever since.
Don't make the mistake of missing out on Blues hockey. To keep up with the team and to get tickets, go to stlouisblues.com.